The cured meat adds to the Chinese tradition of flavour. At a remote place on the Chinese mainland, you can experience a more ancient and aboriginal taste. Xiangxi is located where China's eastern and western parts meet. Mountains here are dangerously steep, while transport is inconvenient.
According to Miao traditions, only girls can inherit the silver ornaments. The whole set of ornaments was passed down from my mother.
Long Yi was born in this remote village, and she's been eager to see the outside world since childhood. In lunar August, rice flowers are blossoming. It's time to make sous fish. Long Yi's brother is making a barrel used to store the fish.
Besides a rice flour cup, the cook also needs a good barrel.
The barrel is usually made of hard fir wood, and through strict procedures, it's hooped with bamboo strips to prevent salt corrosion.
Let's fish. My parents have started. Come on, fish. Fish are everywhere.
Rice flour carp is raised in paddy fields. It feeds on rice flours, so it was named after the flour.
We relaxed that time. Both boys and girls like it. I remember the happiest thing at the time was to see my mother cook the fish during the fishing season. It's hot, one for each. We ate it this way.
Frying glutinous rice is the first step in making sous fish. The fried rice is an indispensable condiment.
The just harvested chilies, gingers to be used to remove the bad smell of the fish, sand gingers, litsi pungens, and salt are all necessary. Litsi pungens can be found on the mountain.